Tell me, Jenny, tell me roundly when you will your heart surrender. Faith and troth, I love thee soundly. 'Twas I that was the first pretender. Ne'er say nay, nor delay. Here's my heart and here's my hand too. All that's mine shall be thine, body and goods at thy command too. All that's mine shall be thine, body and goods at your command too. Ah, how many maids, quoth Jenny, have you promised to be true to? Fie, I think the devil's in ye to hug a body so as you do. What do you do? Let me go. I can't abide such foolish doing. Get ye gone, naughty man. Fie, is this your way of wooing? Get you gone, you naughty man. Fie, is this your way of wooing? Prithee, Jenny, don't despise me, since I am thy faithful lover. I above the Indies prize thee, and my mind to thee discover. Take no care, for I swear thou shalt be my only jewel. Grant relief to my grief. Prithee, dearest, be not cruel. Grant relief to my grief. Prithee, dearest, be not cruel. All your words cannot deceive me, for I know you do but flatter. When your will is gained, you'll leave me for to mince upon the matter. Therefore, no, to your bow I will never yield or bend to, for I find words are wind, whatsoever you pretend to. For I find words are wind, whatsoever you pretend so. Oh, my heart will burst in sunder if you do not grant some pity. Jenny is the world's great wonder of the pregnant, wise and witty. Oh, my dear, do not fear, for to you I will be loyal. If to me you'll be free, and but put me to the trial. If to me you'll be free, and but put me to the trial. Well, quoth Jenny, you have charmed me with the power of your expression, and with love have strangely armed me, from which I can make no digression. And will grant what you want, if you will vouchsafe to marry. And if so, let us go, for I will no longer tarry. And if so, let us go, for I will no longer tarry. Dearest Jenny, I consent to this your fair and friendly offer, which shall be to thy content, to since you make so kind a proffer. None alive shall deprive me of my dear and only honey. I am thine, thou art mine, better far than gold or money. I am thine, thou art mine, better far than gold or money. Thus at length they both consented. Nothing could these lovers sever. contented, they resolved to love forever. So they went with intent to the kirk for to be married. Both did join and combine, vexed that they so long had tarried. Both did join.